Good morning and welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark in the studio, still at 28 degrees. We're heading north. Going to talk with Dwayne Bussey from Bolt Marketing in Britton. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning.
Well, how are things up north?
Things are well. Had a nice little warm spell here. It's melted some of our snow. I'm looking out the window. I see our guys are moving some of our old crop corn out of the bins and a little pop in the market to allow us to do that. So things are going good.
Well, it's been kind of a strange marketing year, the way things have been going, and really they haven't been following. You know, soybeans got really strong there for a while, but now they're kind of hit a skid a little bit the last couple of days.
Well, they have. You're right. We had a really nice rally off of the January report, and probably justified. The ending stocks went down to 420 million bushels from that 480 level without any increase in demand. So that caught my attention for sure, and obviously the traders as well. That was 2 weeks ago, and then last week, Argentina flooding was the main driver of the market. You know, Dr. Cadornier estimated Argentina's soybean crop down maybe 4 million metric ton. And as you and your listeners and I know that we basically need record soybean crops every 6 months from either North America or South America, otherwise this price goes a little crazy, and traders know that too. So we pushed it up higher last week, but you're right, we got up to some resistance levels, some of the old highs, and feels like we're starting to get a little bit of pressure to start this week anyway, and probably justified. The weather has stabilized in South America a little bit. Argentina flooding has eased off a little bit as they got hot and dry last week, and you know, sadly we're getting towards that time of year where China starts to look to buy Brazilian soybeans more than ours, and I wouldn't be shocked to see a cancellation sometime.
You know, we were just talking. One company did increase and say that there are going to be more acres of soybeans and corn, and that's the first time in 34 years. Again, that's one. We're going to hear a lot of different ones. But there does seem to be maybe a little more interest because of the ratio between the soybeans and corn that they might be pushing toward soybeans. Maybe they're not sure yet, but they kind of want to lean that way.
Well, it's... After the January report is out of the way, really our next big report is March 31st acreage report. So that's why the trade's starting to talk about it. And I actually really enjoy this time of year. I think it's kind of fun because when you look at new crop corn and soybeans, just an unbelievable wide range of where the ending stock could be because you don't know the acres, you don't know the yield, and demand is just a far estimate as well. I can't quite go as far as saying that there'll be more soybean acres than corn this year. You know, I know what you were saying about the ratio being as wide as it is, meaning that, you know, soybeans are a higher price than corn. However, December corn is at $3.94. Mm-hmm. That's really close to that $4 magic mark that everybody likes to be selling at. And input costs are going to be down anywhere from $40 to $60 an acre on corn. So $4 corn, I think guys like that, and I don't think we lose the acres. So my point for the next 2 months basically is let's watch this price. If December corn gets above $4, I can almost guarantee you we are not going to lose that many corn acres. If November soybeans want to spike, you know, the 1050, 1060, it'll gain some acres. If it wants to touch 11, heck, you better believe it's going to buy a ton of acres. So clients and listeners need to be watching this market. And if we rally to those levels, they need to jump in and protect it because the acres will be bought for that crop.
I know exports has been the big thing that been keeping the crops going, both the corn and the beans. We're always worried about the beans, but the corn's really been going pretty strong on the exports. What about the new administration? What are you hearing? Is there a little uneasiness, or do they think it's still going to keep going?
Well, there's definitely uneasiness about that, and probably justified. You're right, our exports have been huge for both corn and soybeans so far, but I think the question this weekend was that front-loading? Was that China and Mexico buying before the new administration took office? Because are we building a wall? Are we making import duties? You know, definitely some uneasiness there. I'll have to say my opinion is that it we won't have any major snags, but you know how this futures market is, a rumor here and there, and we could have a pretty tough down day until we realize what the new rules are really going to be. So I think over the weekend they're already talking about renegotiating NAFTA. So here we go, I guess. Just buckle up and we'll see. We'll take the bumpy ride together, put it that way.
Well, you know it's going to go up or down, and sometimes it goes a little more than what we like to see, but it always seems to settle down. Looking at the corn, they're talking about the ethanol industry has really been using the corn here lately. Can we withhold that? Can we keep going?
Not at the same pace. I think we're going to be higher in a total grind estimate than USDA is projecting right now, so I that's good. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, China put import duties on our DDGs, and then a week later, they put input duties on our ethanol as well. That really is going to drag down the profit margins for our ethanol plants. But a lot of corn out there, they'll keep grinding it. I mean, we're definitely going to use, I'd have to say, probably 5.3 billion bushels of corn for ethanol this year. So overall, good, but maybe not at the same record pace we were at before.
Well, the dollar seems to be going down. Should help us a little. It was kind of almost an all-time high. Dropping back, does it sound like it's going to keep moving that direction, or are we just got a little lag here?
I think it's more of just a little lag. I'm definitely not a currency expert, but from what everybody tells me in the research I do, it sounds like currencies make moves in long-term trends. And it's pretty easy to look at the U.S. dollar and know that we're in a longer-term uptrend. So I think this pullback to around par, around 100, is just a natural pullback. And I think we could see, you know, 107, 108 later this year. But that'll depend on the crazy politicians and the interest rates and what they do there. But it'll definitely weigh on our commodities a little bit. But remember, don't concentrate so much on the dollar. You know, whether supply and demand is the bigger factor when it comes to our crops and our prices.
Well, let's move to livestock real quick before we run out of time. Boy, we got down to that $94. It stayed there a couple days, but it popped back up. Was that the low that we're going to be seeing, and we should be stay above that now?
Absolutely. I think in October we made a very substantial and a very long-term low in the cattle market. And the best thing about it is we started rallying when packers started making good money, choice cutouts started going higher. It seems like maybe herd expansion wasn't as big as I thought or the rest of the trade. And the number one reason is the fund stepped in and just decided that was too low. They were willing to buy cattle and bet that eventually they'd be higher and they'd get out of their positions later. So we've got the funds backing us here and buying a ton of cattle positions, and that's pushing the market higher.
So are we going to keep, can we go kind of hold here, or are we going to, you're going to see it moving up?
I'm a little nervous up here at this level because now all of a sudden the cash cattle market is higher than what packers can make money on anymore. So that with the beef cutouts pulling back a little bit, if beef cutouts don't make another severe leg higher here shortly, I look for us to top off and maybe pull back just a little bit, but overall keep the upward trend going.
Well, Duane, I know we've got to go here, but I sure appreciate it. I know that that livestock has really been kind of something that it really has some big gains and some big drops. You know, we're talking 3.5, 4.5 sometimes, a couple days in a row, and that's a big movement.
It is big movement, and I think you nailed it. You know, the producers maybe shouldn't watch it every single day, you know, every couple of days, take a look at it. And if you got profits there, you know, give us a call. We can look at some put options or ways to protect it.
Well, Duane, got to let you go. Thank you very much for taking the time and joining us, and we'll probably talk to you again.
Anytime. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Duane.